I think of fall as a season of lasts and firsts. The last crickets, green tomatoes, and sweaty days in the orchard. The first pumpkins and crisp apples. You know, I greet every season's change with a salty blend of regret and anticipation. But in fall, I just want to hold on. Fall color sears my eyes. Purple ironweed, goldenrod, and lilac asters are in every ditch. When I hike along Rock House Creek, I'm invisible beneath the dusty pink Joe Pye weed and sunflowers just bursting with seed. My favorite black gum tree, the one that's so late to leaf out in spring it nearly breaks my heart, it's the first fall color on our Blue Ridge Mountain farm. A deep, rich burgundy that inspires me to make a stew. I hold tight to this season and will it to last. Fall's precious gems are all around me. The dry autumn clematis tendrils that Emily Dickinson called electric curls. The thick-skinned, rusty-coat apple that looks like a potato but tastes like sweet spice. In the orchard grass, a little gentian blossom, so purple it looks artificial, grabs me by the throat and won't let go. Sitting on the patio at dusk, I read in a sweater and tilt my book up to catch the last pink rays. My fingers are chilly and the words blur on the page, but every cell in my body says, "Don't leave." Deer pace just below the berry beds, and they cough at me to move inside. They want the last fruit on the old snow apple tree. It is so quiet, I hear an apple fall in the orchard, a fat Grimes golden full of sugar and ready for picking. I close my eyes and will fall to enter every pore. I hear a soft swish and look up to see a doe swimming in the north pasture. Tall grass hides her body, but her long, elegant neck sways forward and back above that tawny ocean, just like a graceful Nefertiti. She steps into the mown path leading up to the old oak tree, and just for a minute, I see her graceful body, her impossibly slender legs and her tiny hooves. Then she wades back into the grass and swims in fall. Fall is a frantic time in the orchard, and I rush from tree to tree, testing for sugar, tasting for flavor, Ashmead's Colonel, Newtown Pippin, Roxbury Russet. These apples never taste better than warm from the tree on a cool day. But fall apples take their time. I'm the one who feels time fly. Tired from picking, I lay on the shiny, thick fescue and look up at that clear fall sky. I feel the delicious mix of crisp air and warm summer grass, so fleeting, so precious. In fall, my husband Chuck and I walk for hours in the woods, kicking leaves and hiking up hills, just letting fall sink in. We find a fox track and turkey scratch. We hear woodpeckers and an owl being chased by crows. We walk and talk about liming Carrie's field, about repairing the belt on the cider press, about our next long bike ride, simple things, precious things. He is 13 years my senior, and I'm keenly aware that I will likely one day walk these hills alone. I bend and brush away leaves to see the delicate petals of the last woods aster. I hide a perfect yellow poplar leaf in my breast pocket, my talisman for the season, for this walk, for us. Fall is fleeting and precious. Hold on.